There is the latest from the Teague Brothers band called I Found Trouble, and you've been hearing a lot of the Teague Brothers here on Iron Country in the last year, and we want to welcome to Iron Country this morning, John Teague. Welcome to Iron Country.
Hey, what's going on, Red?
John, it's good to have you on the show this morning. And now, John, I've been following the Teague Brothers and the Texas music scene for a while now, and we're trying to bring a little bit of that to the Midwest and Iron Country. Tell our Iron Country family a little bit about the Teague Brothers and about yourself.
Sure. So we're kind of we're lovers of songwriting and rock and roll music, and we love putting that together. And we're also really passionate about our live show. You know, hearing the record, you know, on the radio is just only half the story in our mind. So, yeah, we'd love to see folks come out to the show and meet them and show them what we're all about. But basically, we're from Southeast Texas. We're near the Gulf Coast. If you look right on the border of Louisiana and Texas, we're right there. We call that the shooting lane or the shooting alley for all the hurricanes that come through the Gulf. So we're always once a year ducking out or hiding out, trying to stay safe, you know. But yeah, that's what we're hubbed out of, man.
All right. Well, you know, now we just played the latest single from you guys called I Found Trouble. Can you tell us a little bit about that song? I'm really digging it.
Yes, sir. Sure, man. It's a fun song. I wrote it to be a dance tune. And we kind of leaned into that when I showed it to the band. They leaned into it even more. So it's real upbeat and moving right along. We made sure that it's a song about love and, you know, and wanting to spend time with somebody, despite the adversities that you may have in an early relationship, you know, meeting the father or, you know, not being as cool as she is, you know, those kinds of things. It's the pursuit of this woman, you know, who's out of your league.
Uh-huh.
And that pursuit really leads to, like, love, you know, that's real love.
So, exactly. All right, now...
Yeah, man.
Now, John, I was checking out your website, and I see you guys have a lot of dates through the end of the year. Is the plan to get back out and play live for the fans in 2022? And any plans? Are you guys breaking out of Texas and coming up this way?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't have any specific dates nailed down in Wisconsin, but we do have dates in the Midwest coming up, including Colorado, Montana, Nebraska, Kansas. And we're shooting a little bit east, but we do have intentions to go up to Chicago and hopefully Wisconsin and kind of all make that one run. You know, you only have about 3 days, you know, every week to go and make those runs. So usually when we hit the Midwest, we're travel 10 hours a day to, like, go from state to state and bounce around. So, yeah, man, I really would love to. I'd love to come see Madison.
Nice.
It's a really cultural place, from what I understand.
And it's right in our backyard, too. I mean, it's it's right up the road from us. Now, John, I wanted to ask you about your relationship with Evan Felker from the one of my favorite bands, the Turnpike Troubadours. Yeah. Now, early in July, I saw a video of a benefit he did with you guys, and it just about brought me to tears seeing him on stage again.
Yeah, the whole room was lit up, you know. He's a really interesting person. The way I met him was through my previous record, came out in 2019, late 2019, the Harvest Day record.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually, him and I have a mutual friend, is pretty close to both of us. And our mutual friend showed him our music one day. They were in the truck. And I got a phone call from the truck saying, guess who just heard your song and who loves it and wants to meet you? And I just couldn't believe it. You know, I couldn't believe it. This is like early 2020. And so they invited me over for dinner, and Evan actually makes a really good jambalaya, which is a Louisiana dish, and he's from Oklahoma. So it was, like, really interesting that he was able to do that. And then we hit it off, man. We've just been buddies ever since. And so he got pregnant in 2020 with his wife, Stacy, and he's kind of been laying low. He almost had a premonition, you know, laying low during the whole COVID thing, and he decided we had a big community kind of tragedy, and he jumped in and did a really beautiful thing that day for Eric, and the whole community really got to see it. And then that was obviously broadcast to the whole world, and I'm just glad that I was a part of it. We just happened to be neighbors practically, and which is really, you know, just total circumstance, you know, coincidence. You know, none of that was.
Yeah.
But it was planned, him and I. We planned that event to raise money for Eric and his family. But yeah, that's it. So we've been buddies now, and for a couple of years now. Yes.
Well, it was something to watch, a big surprise for a lot of us, and I think it pretty much brought the Teague brothers to a whole different load of fans out there. I know a lot of people who took notice of you guys from that show.
Yeah, you know, I didn't expect that. You know, we were all just doing this out of the kindness of our hearts, and then that definitely. My poor manager at the time, man. I mean, it was just, the phone would not stop ringing. I mean, my Twitter feed that next day was just unbelievable. I couldn't believe. Just ding, 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 you know. It was crazy. It was a wild week or two after that, and it's been a wild year since then, because we've traveled the country since then and met a lot of cool people, and thanks to Evan. You know, he really did.
That's awesome.
Help us out in a big way.
Now, John, where is the best place for our Iron Country listeners to keep up with the Teague Brothers band? Where's the best place for them to hear your music and check out what's going on with you guys?
Well, first off, make sure you listen to Red on the radio to catch all the latest Teague Brothers stuff. We always try to get all the new music out to radio first. But secondarily, you know, radio tends to bring people to Spotify. That's where you're going to find our whole catalog. In all the streaming platforms, really. And then hopefully radio also brings you to a show. So if you want to see where we're playing, you can go to TeagueBrothersBand.com/tour, and all the dates will be up there. We haven't posted all the new dates for next year just yet, but there's a ton of them. We'll get all those posted, so everybody just stay tuned. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I try to post on Instagram first, because from there it kind of goes everywhere. It goes to Twitter and Facebook. So, yeah, find us on there, or just Google us, and there's a ton of stuff going on there.
Well, I hope in 2022 that I get a chance to come out and actually meet you and see the band live. And we're going to play another one from the Teague Brothers out of this interview, one that we get a lot of requests for here, John, called Don't Want to Go Home. Listeners up here in Iron Country are loving it, and John, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we hope to see you up here in Iron Country sometime real soon.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing all you folks.